Donald Trump's company has been found guilty of engaging in a tax fraud over more than a decade. During a month-long trial, prosecutors showed that Trump executives often disguise holiday bonuses as consulting fees. It's the first time a Trump business has been convicted of criminal conduct and comes as the former president prepares to run for a second term. The U.S. is sticking with its North Korea policy, focusing on deterrence and stronger ties with Asian allies, despite Pyongyang's record number of missile tests this year. The White House says its policy with North Korea has been effective and prudent. Last week, the U.S. unveiled new sanctions and said it's considering all available tools to get Pyongyang back to the negotiating table. Argentinian Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has been found guilty of fraud charges and sentenced to 6 years in prison by a federal court. The ruling comes less than 11 months before presidential elections, with her having hinted about a possible run. Fernandez de Kirchner won't need to serve the term for the foreseeable future, given her immunity as vice president and head of the Senate. And Apple has scaled back self-driving plans for its future electric vehicle and postponed the car's target launch by about a year to 2026. Sources tell Bloomberg a fully autonomous vehicle isn't feasible with current technology. Apple's now planning a less ambitious design for use only on highways. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Simone Foxman. This is Bloomberg.